All right, so welcome, guys. So at least once a week, right, this babe over here will come to me, especially when I'm in the toilet or I'm in the bathroom or something.
Making it seem like I disturb you.
You disturb me when I'm in the toilet. And she's like, babe, can I get a guy's perspective on something? Like every single time, like at least once a week.
How is every single time?
I remember the time she came to me and she was like, babe, I just want a guy's perspective on this, man. Why are guys so messed up? And I was like, obviously, that can't be the only question. Like, can I get some specificity, please? She's like, no, that's it. Like, why are guys so messed up? I'm like, I can't answer that question. Anyways,
don't mind him. I don't disturb him. It's not all the time. It's not once a week.
You just
want to
smell my dude, man.
Ew.
Smells like a Marnie.
Ew. Anyways. Okay. So, I think 2 weeks ago, right? I came across this post on Instagram, sort of like this whole boyfriend funding girlfriend's lifestyle, whatever. So I left a comment. And then based off of that, somebody reached out with a question. And within this sort of thing, like I know what I think. But I was like, you know what, let me actually get a guy's perspective. So I went to ask him. He just so happened, not like I was targeting when he was in the toilets, but he just so happened to be there at that time.
It happens more than three times. It's not a coincidence.
The question, so why are you there when important issues come up?
Why does it enter your brain?
Why are you always there when important issues come up? Anyway, so I wanted to get a guy's perspective because it's all well and good giving a female's perspective. So I wanted to know like a guy's perspective on the topic. So we decided that, you know what, we'll put it out there on Instagram. Let's start a conversation. And so today, we're going to be talking about, from both a male and female perspective, if a guy should fund his girlfriend while they're in a relationship.
Fund them financially?
Fund them spiritually.
I can fund you emotionally, man.
What is fund?
When it comes to emotional
fund
money.
It's true.
Jeez.
Funding.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what we're going to be discussing today. Going to be very interesting. I'm actually looking forward to this one. So we'll see you guys after this. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Before Married 21. My name is Muyiwa. This is OG. And we started this platform, Before Married 21, to help single Christians become the right people for marriage by showing them what marriage looks like when done God's way. So please subscribe if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in. Like and put on the notification bell. We're also on podcast. So if you're currently listening to this, please follow and share.
Just realized that was like a phone, not podcast.
Okay, so before we start, big shout out to OG's mom. She turned 60 today, as in huge in an era where, you know, as in life is very important. For you to turn 60, I don't understand what you're doing, like, for real.
It's on
Isoko, as in you are in Canada, man. Like, what's all this African stuff you're doing?
Trying to connect with the Imoejo side of you.
Anyway, so yeah, as in, happy birthday, mom. We love you. More life and prosperity. We pray that you just continue to age in grace, more wisdom. This October is crazy. My brother's birthday is in 2 days. My mom's birthday is on the 21st. Crazy. So anyway, we're going to get started right now. So OG, like when we put up that question on Instagram and we had this discussion as well, I think one of the biggest problems that people have with guys funding their girlfriends isn't the fact that they actually give them money or they help them financially. I think it's that entitlement mindset that most girls, well, let me not say most girls, but that some girls have when it comes to this thing. So from a girl's perspective, like, do you think women are entitled to their boyfriends funding them or helping them financially?
Personally, I'm of the opinion that unless you guys are married, day or day, as in...
So you know this day or day?
Yeah, the one that you taught it to me now. It's like those African...
Really?
Those African slangs.
I just heard
slangs.
It on Danny TV the other day.
You taught it to me.
Day or day, day or
Because
day.
You know me being Canadian and all, like, I don't really like these African things.
Okay, like. So what's your opinion?
Okay, so like I said, like, I'm of the opinion that he's a boyfriend, he's not a husband, sort of thing. you're not entitled to anything. However, what he does do gives you insight into the sort of like person that he is, sort of thing, if that sort of like makes any sense. So you're not entitled to it. However, he should not fund, but give. That's my opinion.
I agree to an extent, to be honest. I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm like, the premise of us being in a relationship is on the foundation that we at least like each other. Some people even say they love each other as well, right? So if we're in a relationship based on that premise, like, there are certain expectations. If you say you like me, then there's things that you do for people that you like.
Yes.
So am I entitled to it? Maybe. But if your expectations aren't met, then that should signal something to you. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just,
I think the a major problem is that a lot of people focus on finances. So like the only giving that they recognize if it has like financial connotation, which shouldn't be, because at the end of the day, we're talking, okay, like you mentioned, you're in a relationship based on premise that you at least like each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you love each other. Not everyone's love language is the giving of material things. So, but as in, that's what we're talking about here now, the funding materially.
But as in Jesus Christ, when he was here, he equated, he didn't equate the devil to God, which a lot of people think. They think the opposite of God is the enemy or the devil. Mm-hmm. But what Jesus actually equated God to was the spirit of mammon, which is money. So it shows that money holds a very strong hold in our lives. And if you say that you love someone, then if you're willing to give money, that really proves to me that you actually are willing to sacrifice something that means something very dear to you.
You're assuming it means something very dear to the person, because look at Jesus. Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice he gave us wasn't money, it was his life. So, which is why I'm like, and it, it takes me to this whole love language business, right? And I think it was probably one of the comments on there when we got the discussion going and stuff like that, and people talking about love languages, that, oh, I think it was a lady that gifts is one of her love languages. So obviously we are in a relationship, you expect the person that you're in a relationship with to speak that love language to you. However, I'm beginning to wonder, I'm like, do you know any guys whose love language is gifts?
Oh yeah, a lot.
You do?
Yeah. I think.
As in, think about it.
Okay, my dad's love language definitely isn't gifts. Like, you can.
I feel like most guys, their love language is either words of affirmation,
or
acts of service, or physical touch to an extent. Those three. As in, I struggle to find a guy whose love language is like quality time.
Oh,
there are some, not many. Quality time and
thingy.
And gifts. I hardly find guys who's
actually that. You make who's, a fair point.
So as in
your dad. Your dad's love language is gifts. What are you talking about? Quiet.
Says who?
I know.
How do you know?
He appreciates gifts.
To say that you appreciate a gift.
No, I've seen how guys deal with gifts. We don't really. It's temporary. Like for him, he actually likes.
Yes, my dad likes gifts because he's a polite gentleman. He will appreciate what you give him. Anyways, like, okay, how many guys do you know?
A lot.
Like, give me a number.
1,000.
1,000, and only one out of those.
No, no. No. I just don't really know the others like that.
How many guys do you know?
I don't give them gifts. So how many guys do you know? You know what? For the guys watching this,
if your love language is gifts,
do you know anyone
whose love language is gifts? Let's know in the comments. But anyways, the point that I was trying to make is that to a certain degree, I feel like this thing is also programming. Like, I'm like, ladies, you claim that your love language is gifts, but the thing with love language is that that is the default language that you speak, right? So if your love language is gifts, then you should be giving this guy stuff. You should be giving him gifts. You should be giving. So if you yourself, you're not giving, you then begin to, you then need to ask yourself, like, is your love language really gifts? I feel like this gift thing, this financial thing, is programming from, like, I don't know if I want to reduce it to just the African culture, but I feel like a lot of women have been raised to expect only financial contribution from guys.
That's a fair point. Okay. So where else do you, like, because I was asking myself this question, like, where do you think this mindset comes from? And for me, I feel like social media, you know, the internet is a good thing. Social media is a good thing. But at the same time, every good thing also has a side effect. And I feel like social media is one thing that helps you compare yourself to other people in a huge way, right? Mm-hmm. Especially on the go, like every day you can compare yourself to like hundreds of people and then the next day it starts again. So when you see how a guy, it doesn't matter if the guy beats the girl, but you know, if on social media is showing her that he's taking her traveling, buying her bags and whatever, you know, you begin to compare yourself and be like, you know what, this is what I want, this is how I want my relationship to look like. And then by the time you get with someone, those expectations are then superimposed on that person. So that's, I think, especially in Nigeria, like where, man, like I'm happy we left because that environment, like it's just
constant comparison.
Constant pressure culture. To keep up with the Joneses, constant pressure to look a certain way and to look like you have money when you really don't. You know, so there's a fake lifestyle that is going on down there. Yeah, and you know, I also feel like, you know, past relationships as well, because remember the show that we're watching, Marrying Millions, where there are these average people who are getting married to millionaires or dating millionaires. And in my mind, I'm thinking, by dating a millionaire, you're exposing yourself to a certain appetite. You know, you live in a fancy house, you drive fancy cars. What happens if that guy then breaks up with you? Then you now have to go and date an average guy, someone on your same level as well. Like, the appetite that you've already gotten from the past relationship, like I said, you superimpose on this other guy and create false expectations that may actually make you miss the right person that God has actually planned for you. It reminds me of when I was still in the world. I was dating this girl when I first moved back to Nige. And I think within the first maybe 2 or 3 months that we're dating, she was going to travel to London. You know, and I remember that time, like, my business was just starting up. I didn't have money like that. So even to take, like, you know, she's traveling, I'm like, you know what, let's go have dinner before you go, you know, and everything. So I went there, took her to this expensive. I think I spent 15K that day. I didn't have 15K, but I spent 15K. You know, I don't know, I spent what I don't have. But anyway, had this amazing dinner. And then somehow, I got to see a message that she sent to her friend, like, weeks later. And she was like, can you imagine? Like, I just had dinner with Moiwa and he didn't even give me allowance, you know, for my trip. And in my head, I checked my finger. I was like, there's no ring. I don't have children. Am I your father? Like, why should I give you allowance because you are traveling? Like, that was what I had. And I was like, thinking about this now, I'm like, where did she get that mindset from?
Exes, like, why would you?
And it's funny because when we started dating as well, you went to London, you didn't ask me for, I don't know whether you sent a private message.
I sent a broadcast to like everybody. Like, can you imagine? I was traveling and he didn't give me like allowance.
He didn't give me pocket money. Like, what? Like, we've just been dating for 3 months. If we're dating for a year or two, then maybe I'll be like, you know what, take this few
buy
hundred
yourself
quid
something nice.
If I have, you know. But I just feel like that is the entitlement I think we're talking about today. You know, that is not really healthy for a relationship.
I think it's more than that as well. Like, it's not just that entitlement for like basic stuff. Like, I want to make my hair, I expect you to pay for it. Why? My rent, I expect you to pay for it. Why? Like those sort of things. Like, if you know that I don't have and you're like, okay, fine, let me help out, that's completely different than me just expecting you to like fund my life just because we're in a relationship.
And this expectation thing, I've quoted this verse a few times, as it is like one of my favorite verses, but it just shows how false expectations could prevent you from actually meeting your Messiah or your husband or your wife. So in John chapter 7, 25, it says some of the people who lived in Jerusalem started to ask each other, isn't this the man they are trying to kill? But here he is speaking in public and they say nothing to him. Could our leaders possibly believe that he's the Messiah? Then he answered, but how could he be? For we know where this man comes from. When the Messiah comes, he will simply appear. No one will know where it comes from. So they had assumed and expected that when the Messiah comes, he will just appear. No one will know where it comes from. But because they knew where Jesus came from, then that break in expectation prevented them from actually seeing who the Messiah really was. And it's the same thing when you place false expectations on people you meet after you've had whatever experience you've had with this other lifestyle. It could prevent you from actually seeing that this could be the person for me. All right, so I guess another question would be like, if a guy gives, does it always signify that he loves you?
You know, like before we started dating, I've told you about this guy before now. As in, really well-to-do and all of that. I think he was working in the UK, earning hundreds of thousands of pounds. And then he went to Nigeria, started his own company that was doing well. So very financial, as in doing financially well. The guy was just desperate to marry me that time. But you know, the funny thing is, I don't know how, obviously I knew that the guy wasn't, I didn't trust him. Right, and the Holy Spirit just used to help me that time. Like, guys just used to say the truth around me, like they won't even know why they are saying the truth. And I, like, anyways, and we're having this conversation and the guy was just talking about, oh, how the bigger his mess up, the bigger the diamond that I would get when we are married, sort of thing. So, like, imagine I got married to the guy and then the guy got me, like, these huge or, like, really expensive diamond earrings. People will be looking at me and thinking, oh, wow, this, you're so lucky. He's giving you so much and stuff like that. They will not know that it is payment for his indiscretions and stuff like that. So, in a situation like that, would you then say that this person loves you and all of that? Because, and it still goes back to, this love language thing. Unfortunately, love languages have, especially when it comes to finance, I feel like giving material things, especially for someone that has that is in affluence, is extremely easy and often means the least, if that means anything. Because, like, if, as in my, like, for me, acts of service, for example, I have to sort of like humble myself to do stuff for you. Quality time. I have to take time out. I could be enjoying something somewhere else or chilling with people that I really, as in, so those, I feel like those things are a bit more sacrificial. It would, sacrificial for, like, yeah, so.
I think there's a quote that I heard a few years ago. It says, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's very apt for this. I know that a lot of girls are probably thinking, you know, why isn't he giving or whatever? Or, you know, if he has and he's not giving, then there must be a problem there. Because if you truly love someone, it's a natural response to love. You know, Jesus Christ loves us so much that he gave. You know, so when you love somebody, you can't but give to that person. I think that's what I believe.
I sort of like wanted to emphasize if you have, because there are lots of girls that they just assume like this.
Yeah, but even if you have, even if you don't.
No. As in, yeah, even if you don't have. But the question is, they don't know, they assume that you have when you don't have, so they expect something. So the little that you give, your widow's mite means nothing.
That was me. Like, because people didn't believe me when I told them. There were some girls that I dated that I was actually honest with, but they didn't believe me because I didn't look like I didn't have money. You know, I was still driving a very nice car, I was living in a very nice looking house. So in their minds, we're like, it's not possible that you don't have money. And I remember there was this girl that came to see me one time and she was like, oh, she's going home, she needs money. I'm like, I don't have money, man. You know, but I opened my drawer to take something and there was a big wad of cash there. But it was money to pay my staff. It was my staff salary. But in my mind, I was like, God, this girl will think I'm lying now. Like, see money here and she would think that I have money. But to be honest, like, And what you're saying is right. You might not have money, and this person is expecting you to have more than you say you have.
Yeah, but I think the thing is it that he's not giving at all? Because you sort of like, if you're being honest with yourself, you sort of like know if he's being stingy or not, right? Because at the end of the day, somebody that is stingy before marriage is likely to be stingy after marriage. It's the kind of person that will be measuring the yam. That he sends you to the markets to go and buy it, sort of thing. So,
what if his relationship with money is just different? And the reason why I say that is because my dad always tells me this story of how there was a point in time. He had always, when he got married to my mom, he promised her that we're going to own our house before 40 or something along those lines. He mentioned an age that they were going to be where they're going to own their house. And there was an opportunity where when we were young, we had that chance to travel to London on holiday or whatever. But he told my mom no. And my mom didn't understand it at the time. But the money that he was supposed to spend them, because it was like, these kids don't know anything. If they travel, they come back. They don't really know what went through. Mm-hmm. But he was, and I guess he should have communicated that to her so that she understood where it was coming from. But I think he kept quiet about it until one day he just drove her to the house and he's like, this is our house, you know. So there are some guys who they look stingy, but maybe they have the bigger picture at hand. Like maybe they are saving up for retirement or something. You know, it may just be that their relationship with money is just different.
I get that, but I don't think that it still negates from the giving thing, because like if this guy, like, okay, I guess we need to define what we mean by sort of like stingy. Your birthday, is he giving you something? No matter how somebody is saving for something, your birthday, you will get something now.
True. Like, Vows day, you get.
Do you understand? Vows day, you get something.
Even if it's a cupcake.
Do you understand? Even if it's a plastic rose, you get something. And that sort of thing. But you raise a very, very valid point, because a lot of people sort of like assume or penalize the other person for not looking at money the way they look at money.
True.
So that is definitely a very important conversation to have before you get married, sort of thing. But the problem is that a lot of people themselves don't even know how they view money to start off with. A lot of people don't understand. So there's not even something that they can articulate to the person that they are in a relationship with.
Fair enough. Wow, this is getting long. So the last question, I guess, would be, do you think guys lose respect for girls that they fund their lifestyles? Like, if I'm funding a girl's lifestyle, like, do you think guys lose respect for them?
I think I should be asking you that question. But before you answer, I think it depends on the guy. Some guys, yes. And I say this because, funnily enough, when we said that we were going to discuss this topic, a few days ago, I saw another post on Instagram. Some lady, as in it was like a WhatsApp chat or whatever, some lady was like tracking down her boyfriend, as in, I haven't heard from you for a while. Like, where have you been? I feel like you're upset with me. And the guy was like, oh, that he's still trying to decide what to do about their relationship. And she's like, huh? Apparently, I can't remember what she does, but his mom went to her for her business or whatever, and her mom paid her, and she took the money from the mom. And the guy was very obsessed that why would you take money from my mom? And basically started recounting how he's the one that paid for her shop, the one that paid for her rent.
He's the one that paid for the shop. Are you kidding me? Why do you charge his mom?
She did. That's the thing. She didn't charge his mom. His mom offered.
You don't accept such offers.
His mom offered. But that's the thing. It's not like he funded the whole thing. I think he contributed to it or whatever. Then
he paid in advance.
She now goes on to say that, oh, okay, since we're doing this, that when my brother bought that mobile phone from you, why did you take money from him? If this is sort of like... do you understand? That's my point. That is my point now. That because... it depends on the person. Obviously, not every guy would think that way, but I feel like some guys would, because he has dropped something now. There is now that entitlement thing. But meanwhile, he was in a similar position and didn't afford her or her family members the same courtesy that he expected
Wow, that's
that he expected to. And it, there's also, I feel like, this ownership thing as well. I think, honestly, I really think it depends on the guy, because I heard of another story that this guy, now not to be tribalist or whatever, but I know in the past, I don't know if it still happens, like maybe this Igbo guy, this is the girl that he wants to marry, so he funds her maybe through secondary school and uni, and after that they get married and stuff like that. So as far as he's concerned, that is his investment, and he must cash out on his investment, sort of thing. Like, that's his property now, like he has invested so much, whatever. So even if he meets somebody else that he may be more interested in, he's like, you know what, I can't, all this my investments, I can't lose out on my investments, and you investments, you're not going anywhere, we die here together.
Which it should be like in marriage, because I mean, you're always going to get to that junction where, do I start again or do I continue? If you know that you've invested enough here, then see it through, as opposed to starting a new one. But yeah, as in, that's about it. So from my own perspective, do we lose respect for girls when we fund them? I think it depends. So if you're a girlfriend, let me give you the ratio. I'll give it 65 to 35.
What does that even mean, Sif?
Because 65% you don't respect them, because at this point in time, I'm still trying to see if you are going to be my helper. Because God created the woman to help the man. So if I'm the one doing 100% while you're doing nothing, then we're not just wired that way. You know, guys are wired to compete. We're wired to challenge ourselves. So when you see someone who isn't pushing you, or who isn't, you know, being...
She could be pushing you to earn more so that you can fund more.
Nah, man. Nah.
No,
it's so, as a guy, I'm thinking, is this a partnership? Is this going to be a partnership down the line? So if I'm just funding your lifestyle, paying your rent, paying when it even comes to hair save, I'm the one paying for it. Like,
So I guess the question is, you're looking at her like, is she a liability or an asset?
Thank you. She's a liability. She is, most definitely. No. So that means when we get married, I'm the one doing everything. And I don't think that, now that's for girlfriend. Now for wife, I feel like it's the honor of the man to provide for his family, provide for his wife. For me, I take pleasure in giving her stuff, buying stuff for her. But I think there's a limit. Huh?
I have a list.
You have a list. Keep it the next year. But I think there's a limit. I think every guy wouldn't mind the big purchases or the big transactions like school fees, rent, you know, insurance, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to the little things, like a bulb just blew out and you expect me to now bring out maybe $5 to Gantz. Like, those are the ones that actually...
$3 for the bulb that burnt 3 days ago.
We'll be in darkness in this house, I'm telling you. Because, so, as in, I think it's those little things that maybe might trip guys up and may make them lose respect for their wives. Because, I mean, I can't be the one doing every single thing. I don't mind doing the big things, but if it's the little things, I think you should handle that.
That point right there now, like, takes us down a rabbit hole, because... maybe we're probably going to do a part two, because if you're expecting her to contribute financially, that means she has financial capacity in the sense that she's working and stuff like
that. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Do you understand?
I was supposed to balance what I said. Yes, you're right. Go on.
Okay, so should I give you the opportunity to balance it?
Give me the opportunity to balance.
Okay, balance it.
Okay, so if you're expecting her to bring something in financially, you also need to help her domestically.
Dropped mic.
Bam. I balanced it. Even. So, as a guy, you need to take care of the kids. Because, I mean, I see guys, all they do, you and your wife have jobs. You are going to make money. And then all of a sudden, she comes back, she's trying to make food, she's trying to take care of the kids, trying to wash the plates, trying to do this. You are both doing the same thing. Even if you are bringing in more, it still takes the same amount of time for you to produce that. Yeah. So you can't say because you are making more money, then I absolve myself from these other responsibilities. So if you expect her to bring some money in, then you also need to help around the house and take some of those responsibilities off her as well. Which I do. I'm the professional plate washer in this house.
Huh?
You know, yes, I am.
What?
Yes, what? I am. Proudly so. I wash plates, and I have no problem. My mom trained me to wash plates. I remember when I was growing up, like, she'd be like, so who is going to wash that plate in the next day? And I'm like, of course me. So I'll go wash. And I got so used to it that I don't think, because I'm married now, what I'm already used to, I should just drop.
Yeah, now making it seem. Thank God you said that, because now I was going to say that you're not making it seem like you wash plate all the time, bro.
I don't do it all the time.
Thank you for...
But I've told you you can take a break now because you have a lot on your plate. Let me deal with this.
I know,
while
but
you
sometimes it's just annoying seeing plates in the sink. I just have to. But thank you. I really appreciate your help. See, this enemy of progress.
Anyway, so in summary, I guess there are two things that we want to share with you guys before marriage. Number one is you need to review your expectations. So what has reinforced your appetite? Where was your appetite? What are you hungry for?
What made you hungry?
Or whatever has given you the expectations that you have now. I think you need to review those expectations so that when you meet someone, you are not superimposing those expectations. You are using godly expectations to judge that person.
Also, those expectations should be within context. Like, don't be expecting this person to provide or to give or to share more than they have. Value their widow's mite.
Absolutely. Secondly is review his character regardless of how much he has. So like we said, you can give without loving, you cannot love without giving. You know, whatever amount of money that he has, he still needs to be able to give something and appreciate it when he does. So you need to review his character. If he doesn't give, then that should be a red flag. Yeah, go on.
You know him, yeah? Like, the first thing that he ever gave me was actually credit. He probably doesn't even remember.
What?
The first thing that you ever gave me was credit.
What?
Credit.
Credit.
Yes.
For real? I bought credit.
As in, you see, I told you, he probably doesn't even remember. So, like, I was, like, really shocked because, like, you're the first person that ever got me credit. And it was so...
Why did you need credit in the first place? That's my question.
I didn't need credit.
What happened? You see, these were the kind of girls I was dealing with in the past. This is what I'm saying. They were expecting credit from me. So I now superimpose. I'm so sorry for superimposing my credit.
No. I actually thought it was, as in...
When did I buy you credit?
I was baffled when I received the credit, but I actually thought it was a really sweet gesture. So, as in, like, going back to, like, what he said.
And the second thing I guess I bought you was clothes. Because I remember I didn't have money like that. But when I got money, then I got one of my friends to sew buba and whatever for you. And
God.
I think I made like 200K and I spent like 50K on clothes or something.
Wow, you were like so sweet though.
Characterized, man.
Wow.
Anyway, so we've come to the end of this one. Let's share your thoughts. Let's know what you think. Please subscribe, like. If you have any other questions that you'd like us to answer, please drop in the comment section as well. But we really want to know, what do you think about this one? Should a man really be funding his girlfriend's lifestyle? See you guys next week.